We were talking about relegation earlier. Nick's a Norwich fan. Do you fear the drop? Are you going down there? I heard that Norwich fans were singing about Ipswich Town. We're coming to get you after the last game at Old Trafford. So is that right? Are you already resigned to going down?
I think all Norwich fans, Adrian, pretty much resigned to relegation, and it, not just from the last couple of games. I think we've been known this is coming from the last few months, to be honest with you. It's not just a recent thing.
So there will be some people who will say to you, if you do go down, when that is confirmed, they'll say to you, well, you shouldn't have sacked Chris Hughton. So what would you say to that?
He had a lot of chances to get it right. He had the chances against the teams around us and the teams who aren't in the top four, who we play in the last four games. He hasn't really given us a chance to beat the drop, to be honest with you. If he was in charge, you still wouldn't expect us to go and get a result. It would still be a shock result if we did go and get one. So it doesn't really add up as an opinion.
Nick, what's been the problem for Norwich? Has it been the striking options you've had? Because your midfield at times can be strong. I mean, you've got some good players in midfield, good young players as well.
Superb players, Goffey. But, yeah. We just don't seem to, under Hughton, we never seem to set up like we wanted to win. We always look like we set up not to lose, if you know what I mean.
Of course we do. We've seen that with David Moyes, and that's the criticism of him, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the problem is, if you set up like that and don't get results, then you're going to get criticised. And when, I'd hate talking about Paul Lambert, because obviously that era's over, but he was the manager before Hughton, and you only have to look at the results. Even when we didn't get a result, we might have lost. We still went to win. We still were looking to beat the bigger teams. We were still looking to beat the teams around us. He always worried about Norwich. He never worried about the opposition, if that makes sense. Whereas under Hughton, it always seemed to be a bit pre-game and post-game. All the interviews were all always very respectful of the opposition. Whereas a fan, you want to know that we're going to go and win. And you never had that trust in the Hughton team that he was going to go and do it. And yeah, you're right. He bought in terms of Norwich fans, we thought he did really good business last year in the summer, bringing Van Wolfswinkel in and bringing Leroy Fer and Nathan Redmond. But these are all attacking players, and he hasn't played to their strengths once this season. You've seen Nathan Redmond having to cut in every time, because he plays him on the left. He has to cut into his right foot, meaning that Van Wolfswinkel is never receiving any cutbacks or anything into the box when he's more of a poacher in and around the penalty area.
There is some pretty basic stuff. And I must admit, last summer when Norwich did that business, it plugged all the gaps that were there. You know, he was a goal scorer before he arrived at Norwich, Ricky Van Wolfswinkel, and there was no reason to suspect that wouldn't continue. But you're right, the way Norwich have played, it just hasn't been right. It's not got the best out of him. I think he's then lost a bit of interest. And that's affected his attitude in going out to play. So there's still a couple of games left, but you look at them and think, well, the way they've been playing, I can't see Norwich City getting out of it. It's time for this.